Stammel came up from the cells looking, had he known it, as angry as he felt. Bosk waited near the head of the stairs. When he caught sight of Stammel's face, his own seemed to freeze for an instant. Stammel, his mind whirling with what he must do and quickly, before the captain went to bed, stopped at the head of the stairs and beckoned. "Corporal Bosk," he said, and his voice surprised himself. "Yes, sir." Bosk was looking at something below his face, at his sleeve, Stammel realized. He felt unreasonably irritated.
"I didn't do it, Bosk. You know better."
"Yes, sir." Bosk's eyes came back to his.
"We have a problem, Bosk, and little time to solve it. I want you to isolate Corin at once. I want to speak to everyone who was in that room from the time Steffi came in until we got there, no matter who or how long they stayed, everyone. Separately, I'll use the duty room for that. And before I talk to them, I want to know what they've been doing and what you and Devlin think, but quickly."
"Yes, sir. Do you want me to move Corin first, and where?"
"Yes. Use that storage chamber down the way, and put a guard with him. He's not to talk to anyone. Is Dev in the duty room?"
"Yes, sir."
"Good. I'll be there. You take care of Corin, and come to me when it's done."
"Yes, sir."
Bosk left the recruit barracks to find a guard, and Stammel walked to the duty room down the hall. Inside, Devlin was writing up the log of his watch, frowning. Stammel stepped into the room and Devlin looked up.
"Are they quiet?"
asked Stammel.
"About what you'd expect. I thought we were going to have more trouble for a bit, Corin and Sabin, but I made him shut up."
Stammel realized that Devlin, too, was looking at his blood-stained sleeve.
"Dev, I haven't been beating her. Someone else did that."
"Sir, I wouldn't have thought she'd brawl like that."
"I don't think she did, Dev."
Stammel paused to listen to feet in the passage behind him. Bosk must have found a guard. Devlin looked confused.
"But, sir, they both said the same thing, and Steffi was down."
"Yes, that'll bear thinking on." Stammel heard voices in the barracks. He and Devlin both listened. Corin, sounding aggrieved. Bosk, sounding grim and certain. Then three sets of footsteps in the passage, going away. Stammel resumed.
"Devlin, if I'd asked you this morning whose word to take on something, Corin's or hers, what would you have said?"
"Well, Pox's, of course. But now..."
"No buts. If it's just Pox against Corin, we know Pox is more trustworthy. She's never done one underhanded thing yet."
"Yes, but what about Steffi? He's not like Corin, that I've heard."
"No, that's true. And I've known him as long as you have. But I've seen him in fights. To be as dazed as he was, with no more marks on him, that's not like him. I wish I knew how badly he's hurt."
Bosk edged in the door.
"Corin's safe, sir, and Sabin wants to talk to you."
"I'll get to him. You need to hear this too, Bosk. Steffi's story is that Pox jumped him when he hadn't done more than proposition her, right? And that she halfway killed him, except that Corin dragged her off just before we got there."
The corporals nodded.
"He said, or was it Corin, that he'd only hit her a couple of times since the fight started. She was so wild," added Devlin.
"Then how is it," asked Stammel, "that Pox is lying down there too weak to stand, covered with bruises and welts?"
"Welts?"
"Yes. Steffi's belt, according to her, and Corin still had his on, as I recall."
Stammel moved restlessly about the little room.
"I can't explain Steffi's part in this, but it needs explaining. He's not known as a liar, but..."
"Come to think of it," Devlin interrupted, "most of that story came from Corin, remember? Steffi hardly said a word. Nodded when Corin said, 'Isn't that right?' Muttered a little, but that's all."
"Still, I've got to come up with answers before the captain goes to bed. We can't spring all this in the morning. Now, Devlin, I'll be using this room to talk to those who were in the room at any time while Steffi was there. I want you to find out as quietly as possible whether anyone saw Steffi acting strangely at any time this afternoon or evening. Bosk, you find Maya, Saiger, and the afternoon watch commander, and have them meet me in... half a glass. If I'm not through here, come along and I'll step out to meet them in the yard. Got that?"
"Yes, sir."
"I'll speak to Sabin first, and remember, keep this quiet."
"Yes, sir."
Bosk and Devlin left the room, and Stammel seated himself behind the desk. Almost at once, Sabin appeared in the doorway.
"Come in, Sabin."
The tall boy was obviously worried.
"Please, sir,
Sobbin began, even before he was all the way in. No matter what they say, Pox couldn't have done anything that bad. You ought to know that. She never even hit Corin, and he pestered her all the time.
Just a minute now, Stammel interrupted. You're the one who came to find us, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to know when you first saw Corporal Steffi, and how he acted, and everything you yourself saw him do, or Pox do, until you left the room.
Yes, sir. Well, this afternoon, our unit was having weapons practice with Siger, and that's when Corporal Steffi, rode in with the others. My file was waiting turns, and I'd been watching Pox and Siger, but then I started watching the newcomers.
How did they look?
Sobbin pursed his lips. Very impressive, sir. Coben and I were saying we hoped we'd look like that. Anyway, Corporal Steffi sent some recruit for the quartermaster and looked around until he came. He looked at Pox then, sir, but I didn't think anything of it. She is good to look at, and she actually got a touch on Siger.
He paused, as if waiting for a comment from Stammel. Go on.
When the quartermaster came out, they talked, and he and all his men took off their swords. I had hoped they'd do a demonstration for us. Then one of the men led all the horses off to the stables, and the corporal went off with the quartermaster. We were through with practice and just cleaning up for supper when I saw him speak to the guard and go through the Duke's gate. I don't know why. To arrange lodging for his captain, most likely.
Anyway, I didn't see him again until after supper, in the barracks. Only a few of us were in there. Most weren't through with their chores. Pox and I had finished hours before supper. She'd promised to show me how to do a round braid in leather. Siger had told us to start planning the wrappings for our sword hilts, and Corin was there. He nearly always is. And two or three more. I'd just fastened some thongs together and was showing Pox when the corporal came in. He looked around and saw us and told Pox he wanted to talk to her.
Did he seem the same as before?
I don't know. A little flushed, maybe, and determined. He gestured Pox to the back of the room, and he had hold of her arm. He sort of pushed her against the bunk in the corner, so she sat down, and he sat down with her and started talking, telling her she should bed him, she should be flattered, all that stuff. I could tell she was upset. She got very pink and then pale. And she looked around, but what could we do? He was a corporal. He kept talking louder, and then he said...
Sobbin stopped abruptly and blushed.
Yes? What?
He said she must have bedded someone to be a file leader. It was terrible, sir. Pox, of all people. And she was really angry. I didn't think he should be acting like that, so I left to find you. Only I couldn't find you or our corporals for the longest time. I didn't want to yell it out to the whole courtyard, and when I finally asked a guard, he said you were in the Duke's court with a captain. The guard at the gate wouldn't let me in, and at first he didn't want to take a message. I shouldn't have left, I guess, but I didn't know they'd beat her up.
You couldn't tell. Next time there's trouble, though, go to one of the guards at once to find me. Now, do you remember who else was in the room when Steffi came and who left before you?
Corin and Jens, Lertley, Pinois, and Vic, I think. Vic left just as the corporal came in. I don't know about the others. I was watching Pox.
Sobbin, have you ever asked Pox to bed you?
No, I've wanted to, though. But she has enough trouble with Corin bothering her. I didn't want to be that kind of worry. If she wants it, she'll let me know. We're friends, anyway.
All right, Sobbin. You can go.
Sir, you won't let them hurt her any more, will you?
I'm doing what I can. But, sir, enough, Sobbin. Go on now.
A full glass later, after talking to everyone he'd summoned, Stammel faced his corporals and sighed.
I'm convinced, he said. And you are. But I wish it were any captain but Sedgwick.
He's a hard man, said Devlin, nodding.
And stubborn. If he's still in the same mood, evidence won't mean a thing to him. Once he's made up his mind...
You can insist that Balachi preside, said Bosk suddenly.
By Tur, I can. How did I forget that? It's not as if Valachi yielded command to Sedgwick. He was just away. And since she's a recruit, of course her commander has jurisdiction.
He rose.
Sedgwick's going to be furious, I don't doubt.
but with what we've found, he'll have to agree. I hope.
With a wave of his hand, he left the recruit barracks for the Duke's court. At the gate, he spoke to the guard.
I need to speak to the captain.
He's gone up, said the guard. Are you sure you want to disturb him?
He's not asleep, said Stammel, cocking his head at a lighted window across the court. I need to see him before he goes to bed.
About?
Just announce me, he'll see me.
On your head, Stammel.
It already is.
Together they walked across the court, and the guard spoke to the door sentry.
Very well, sir. Down this passage, up the stairs, second door on the right. Not carrying any weapons, are you?
Stammel sighed and handed over his dagger.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Stammel took a deep breath, checked the hang of his cloak, and strode down the passage, up the stairs, to pause in the second doorway on the right. Inside the room, a roomy study, the captain sat writing in the light of a double oil lamp. The captain finished his line and glanced at the door.
Come in, Sergeant Stammel. Did you check on your recruit?
Captain Sedgwick's broad, rather flat face rarely showed much expression, and didn't now.
Yes, sir.
Stammel stood stiffly halfway between the door and the desk.
Well?
Sir, I'm not easy about this.
Ter's bones, man. No one expects you to be happy about one of your recruits going crazy. It just happens sometimes. Has she calmed down at all yet?
Sir, according to the guards who took her down, she made no resistance. She is not violent now.
Well, she was violent enough. Of course, she's big, but I never thought a recruit could mix it with Steffi and come off on top. That man's known to be a tough, unarmed fighter. Still, I suppose the surprise...
The captain leaned back in his chair and let the pause lengthen. Finally, Stammel broke it, his voice as neutral as he could make it.
Sir, I don't think that's the whole story.
Well, Stammel, she'd have some sort of story cooked up.
No, sir, it's not that.
Well, what is it? You won't make me like it better by being coy.
Captain, I wish you'd go and look at her, just look, or send someone you trust.
The captain raised his eyebrows, a danger signal.
What? Has she been drugged?
No, sir.
Beaten.
Beaten?
You're sure? All I saw was a royal black eye and a bloody nose, maybe broken, but that's nothing.
No, sir. More than that. A lot more.
Well, maybe the guards gave her a few licks, going to the cells.
They say they didn't. They say she was quiet.
Stammel sighed.
Sir, what she looks like now, I don't see how she could have hurt Steffi much. How bad is he, really?
He's in the infirmary. They say he'll live.
Has two broken fingers, fingerprints on his throat, I don't know what else. He seemed dazed, couldn't really talk to me, and the surgeon said to let him sleep.
But really, Stammel, that doesn't get you anywhere. She attacked a corporal. If she got beaten up, she deserved it.
I wish you'd look, sir,
said Stammel doggedly.
I'll see her in the morning, not before. You realize there's no doubt she's guilty, don't you? An eyewitness out of your own unit, plus Steffi, don't you?
Stammel stood perfectly still, expressionless.
No, sir. I think there is a doubt.
Stammel, what kind of ridiculous story has she come up with?
It's not her story, sir. It's looking at her, and realizing that Corin, the other recruit, must have been lying about one thing at least. She could not, absolutely could not, have been winning over Steffi in her condition. She can't even stand up. She's faking.
No, sir.
Sir. I know that recruit. One of the best we've had. And she is not faking. That Corin, he's been walking on the edge since he joined, and if he's lying about having to pull her off, he could be lying about the whole thing.
What about Steffi?
Asked the captain coldly.
I don't know.
Stammel sighed.
I know him too, Captain, and he's always had a good reputation, but...
Something's wrong here, sir, and I don't think we know all the facts yet.
Have you found out anything?
Yes. Not enough for a full defense yet, but...
Stammel, are you trying to hold out for a formal trial, or something like that?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, for... Stammel, how many days till Captain Valichi gets back?
3 or 4, sir.
All your precious physical evidence will be gone by then.
Not Poxenarians. Besides, You could take evidence tomorrow.
Sedgwick was scowling as he considered this. Both of us are a bit partisan on this case, he said finally.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't ask you to accept my assessment, but what about calling witnesses from Dukes East, say, who could come, examine, and present their findings to Captain Valici?
The captain thought a moment.
I suppose that could be done, though it seems a waste of time.
He glanced up at Stammel.
You realize Val may be just as summary as I would be.
Yes, sir, but...
But Valici is the recruit captain and has jurisdiction.
All right. I won't argue on that. You have the right to ask a trial if you think it's justified.
Now, who were you thinking of as witnesses?
Stammel frowned.
I was thinking through the council members, sir, for those with military background and experience in court. I don't like Mayor Fontaine myself, as you probably know, but he's honest and no fool.
The captain nodded.
He said much the same about you, Stammel. I never did know what your row was about.
Least said, soonest mended, sir, and I don't expect he'd say different to that either.
Very well. Heribert Fontaine, for one. Do you want two or three?
As few as may be. I still think something very odd is going on. I thought of Kolya Ministira for the second. She was a corporal in Podog's cohort, at the siege of Cortes Kilwan. I don't remember her. Fairly tall, dark, graying now, of course. She lost an arm that campaign, or she'd have made sergeant the next year. She has an orchard.
I suppose I'd better write a summons. Blast you, Stammel. You might have thought of all this a little earlier.
Sir,
your recruit had better look the worse for wear in the morning. Come to that, if you go back to check on her, you were planning to, weren't you?
Stammel nodded. Well then, I want you to take a guard along, just to keep the chain of evidence quite clear.
The captain went on writing. Stammel stood quietly, seething over the implication of that remark.
Here, said the captain when he had finished. Send these over to Dukes East tonight. We'll see the evidence and her testimony, if you want, before breakfast. Have troops paraded by sunrise, and we'll get everything cleared up early on, I should think.
Yes, sir. I have recruit Corrin, sir, in custody. I'd like him to be examined, too.
Very well. Anything else?
Yes, sir, there is. I'd like to ask the captain's permission for the quartermaster's assistant, Maya, to check on Paxinarian for the rest of the night. She has some knowledge of healing.
Do you really think it's necessary?
No, never mind. You wouldn't be putting yourself into this position if you didn't. Do what you think necessary. Just remember that she is a prisoner, not an honored guest. No one is to enter the cell alone, and the only mitigations to the ban must be life-saving. I may not have the right to try her, but I can ban her.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now take those summonses and let me get some sleep.
Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Stammel took a deep breath as soon as he was out of the door, loosening the knot in his shoulders. He had achieved the concessions he'd come for, more than he'd expected to get. At the foot of the stairs, he almost collided with the Duke's steward, Venner Istamon, whose dark robes blended into the shadowy hall.
In a hurry so late, Sergeant Stammel?
Asked Venner Istamon.
The captain's request, answered Stammel shortly.
He never knew quite where he stood with Venner.
Ah, well, then, I won't keep you, but I was going to inquire about the well-being of your recruit, the one in trouble.
Pretty well beaten up, but excuse me, Venner, I must go.
Certainly. Is it far?
Not so far. Sentry, my dagger, please.
Yes, Sergeant, here 'tis.
Stammel could feel Venner's eyes following him as he clattered down the steps into the courtyard and headed for the Duke's gate. The guard let him out without comment, and he broke into a jog across the main court. Maya, Devlin, and Bosk were waiting for him in the duty room. He gave them a grim smile.
We're a little forwarder, he began. First of all, he's agreed to a trial when Captain Valici comes back. He wasn't happy about it, but he did agree. I have summonses for Fontaine and Ministira as witnesses tomorrow morning.
Dev, I want you to ride over to Duke's East in a few minutes with them.
Maya, he's given permission for you to check on Pox tonight, and even mitigate the ban if necessary, but don't push it. You'll have a guard with you, including in the cell. I'd like to know what you think of her injuries. Can you tell if she was raped as well as beaten, for a start?
Bosk, he wants the troops assembled before sunrise. I'm about to inform the other sergeants, but you see to it for our unit.
Pox and Corrin won't be in formation. Jens will, but be ready to take him out.
Do you have any idea yet what happened to Steffi? Asked Devlin.
No. Neither does Sedgek, if it comes to that. He can't see how a recruit, any recruit, could knock Steffi about enough that he couldn't explain himself. I still don't know how badly Steffi is hurt.
Are you going to talk to Corrin?
Tonight? No. I couldn't keep my hands off him.
Humph. I'll be back in about a glass, barring accidents.
Devlin picked up the summonses and turned.
Don't have any tonight. Want an escort?
No, sir. I'll just take the fastest horse I can find.
Devlin ducked out of the room.
Shall I go down now?
Asked Maya.
Yes. She didn't look too good when I was there an hour or so ago. Take some water. I gave her some ban or no. She'd been heaving and was too dry.
I'll do that. Do you need to speak to the guards for me?
Maybe I should.
Stammel led the way from the duty room toward the prison stairs.
Should be someone around here. Ah, there you are, Forley. The captain has given permission for Maya to check the prisoner's injuries during the night, but she's to have someone with her in the cell. Can you see to it?
Certainly, sir, but I'll have to confirm those orders with the captain in the morning.
That's fine. I know it's unusual, but it's one of the things I went to ask him about. Do you want me to call over one of the reliefs?
No, Sergeant, I'll take care of that.
The guard led Maya down the stairs toward the cells. Stammel walked out into the yard toward the other barracks.